From Spark and Anvil and LinguaQuest, this is Nook in Chapter 1 of the LinguaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Nook lived in a cozy, lamp-lit nook at the quiet edge of the LinguaQuest world, and on her shelves sat small flickering lights, each one a language with very few speakers left. She was a gentle, watchful creature, and she tended those small lights with enormous care. Some flickered low, down to just a handful of elders who still spoke them. Some had nearly gone out, but Nook kept them warm and safe and recorded every word, every story, every song, waiting and ready for the day their communities could gather around them again and help them grow back bright.
"You're keeping those little lights from going out," a young traveler said softly.
"I am," Nook said, cupping a low flame.
"My name is Nook. I keep the endangered languages, the ones with fewer and fewer speakers." She tended the flame gently. "Each of these is a whole way of seeing the world, its own words, its own stories, its own way of naming the stars and the seasons and love. When a language fades, a whole world risks fading with it, so I keep them warm and help them come back." Mira, the mentor, watched as a young traveler asked, carefully, "Why are they fading? Did their speakers do something wrong?"
"That's a kind and important question," Nook said gently, "and the answer matters. No, almost never is it the speaker's fault. Most often, these languages were pushed toward fading by histories where children were punished for speaking them, or whole communities were told their language was lesser and made to give it up." Her voice stayed soft but sure. "That was a wrong done to them, not by them. And here is the hopeful part. All over the world, communities are bringing their languages back, teaching the children, making new songs, recording the elders. A language is never truly gone while someone still loves it enough to carry it forward." The young traveler was quiet.
"So, saving a language is like healing something?"
"It is," Nook said. "And the people doing it are some of the bravest I know."
Mira asked Nook to join the academy. "Travelers don't know that languages can be endangered or that they can be saved," she said. "Would you teach them, gently and truly?"
Nook agreed, her lamplight warm. When she teaches, she shares two things: that a fading language is almost never its community's fault, and that revitalization, bringing a language back, is real, hopeful work happening right now, led by the communities themselves. "We don't rescue anyone's language for them," she's careful to say. "It belongs to its community. We honor their work and learn from them and help when we're asked. The language is theirs, always." A young traveler asked if she could help. "The best help," Nook said, "is respect. Knowing these languages matter, never calling any of them dying as if it were natural or deserved, and cheering the communities bringing them home. Caring is where it starts."
After the lesson, Nook sat among her flickering lights with the young travelers, tending each small flame as the evening deepened. For a long time, Nook had carried a quiet grief over the lights that had grown so faint, and a worry that her careful keeping was just watching things fade. She'd wondered if hope was foolish in a nook full of dimming flames. But tending her lamps in the gathering dark, with travelers beside her who now understood, Nook felt her hope steady and grow. These lights weren't fading because anyone had failed them, and they weren't beyond saving. All across the world, communities were carrying their languages forward, brave and patient, and small flames were brightening again. Her keeping wasn't watching things die, it was guarding hope, holding each precious light warm and safe and recorded, ready for the day its people came home to it. And that was some of the most important work there could be. A warm, steady, hopeful glow spread through her, bright as her best-tended flame. No language was ever truly gone while someone still loved it. and she cupped a flickering light close and helped it burn a little brighter.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nook. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.